Ex-Dell Vice President of Business Development Van Haymeyer says of the approximate 1,900 units, 1,500 will be residential and 400 will be hotel and commercial space. They haven't got a name for the project yet, but he's pretty sure they won't use the Mayflower tag.
We acquired the Mayflower property. There's also Blue Ledge, as well as some other acquisitions that are being worked on. And we anticipate coming up with a new name for the entire project. And I would be surprised if we make it out of the year without spending some more time on that and starting a branding campaign.
Haymeyer says they're working with environmental attorneys to address mine waste cleanup.
We do not have any tailings on the site. We simply have the mine waste that really was from having the portal of the Mayflower Mine right there where our day skier parking area will be. And we were accepted into the voluntary cleanup plan prior to acquiring the property. We do not anticipate having to take any of the material off-site. It's strategically in places that as we plan the development, it allows us to cap it with the day skier parking lot, as well as some of the road corridors that we have.
The Wasatch County Fire District, along with other experts, has started to identify fire breaks on the mountainside, which helps to create defensible space.
In the upper mountainous area in the ski terrain, there hasn't really been any fire mitigation effort outside of the grazing on the Mayflower piece. So we have put together a plan with some experts in the industry to cut in some fire breaks that actually will be ski runs eventually. But early in the process, through our VCP plan, we have the opportunity to cut those fire breaks in, which we anticipate doing later this year.
They're planning three main hotels in the resort center. The Mida, or Military Hotel, will offer expansive conference space along with dedicated rooms for military use.
So we'll have a conference hotel that will be a four-star hotel, have roughly 385 rooms, 100 of those dedicated to the Air Force, 60,000 square feet of conference space. And then the second hotel would be a skier services hotel. It will kind of be the core of the ski beach. We will have roughly a 150-room hotel with condominiums. It will be the base for all of the skier services for the resort as well. And the third hotel, flanking the other end of the ski beach, will be a five-star hotel with condominiums associated with that. We'll have some great private ski clubs that will be a nice amenity for not only owners in the village area, but also for some surrounding properties.
They have plans for a boutique 5- or 6-star hotel, but they haven't determined its location. Due to the size and value of the development, they'll also get a new zip code.
It's really a benefit to the county, and we were specifically asked by Wasatch County to head up that process. It helps with tax assessment and many other things that will just make it an easier process for the county.
They have no plans to develop the upper reaches of the property, which abuts the Brighton Estates neighborhood. Employee housing is planned for the resort center, which will consist of four buildings, 3 to 4 stories high. They're working to get the mix right for the resort village commercial development.
We have 250,000 square feet of commercial in the plan, and one of the things that was addressed by Kurt Krieg in our office here was the fact that we fully have in our plans to put a grocery in the area so that the people living and working in the area, as well as all of those residents, have that available to them.
They'll begin construction of the Jordanelle Parkway this summer with hopes to break ground on the resort development next year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.